good. Really good. I mean, can't complain about a night like tonight. I come out here for a 5:30 practice, and it's about 80 degrees. So if the rest of camp could be like this, I think we'd be pretty lucky.
Although, you've had it this way.
I know, it has. The past 2 years, we've been really lucky. My first couple of years here, I think it was about 105 every day. I'm not sure I thought I was going to make it a couple of those practices.
How excited are you about actually playing in a football game on Saturday?
Oh, really excited. You know, it's been a long time since I've been out there for real. And, you know, I can't wait to get back out there, you know, going through OTAs and going through training camp. I mean, that's great and all, but, you know, we're here to play the game. And so to get out there on Saturday, you know, and take live snaps, you know, I think, you know, I'm really looking forward to it. You know, hopefully the guys are looking forward to having me back out there too.
It looks like you're going to have Long and Wells, I guess, both out here, at least judging by what we see on the practice field.
Yeah, you know, I hope so. You know, obviously, I don't know what coach's plan is for, you know, those guys, but, you know, having those guys back out here on the practice field makes a huge difference. You know, I think they're playing really well. You know, if we could get them for the game, that'd be even bigger. You know, I really like that group that's in front of me right now.
Do you like the preseason in terms of timing? Does that matter for you, your receivers? Do you believe that that's kind of a necessary evil preseason to get out there?
As far as what?
Just to get that work. For you throwing to your receivers, having timing, using those reps, does it matter to get ready for the regular season? I'm saying preseason.
In games? Or
yeah, in games. No,
preseason games?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Playing in a game.
Yeah,
people
absolutely.
People say the games don't
right.
matter, but for you, is there yeah. something there that you take out of?
No, absolutely. You know, you can simulate, you know, live periods in practice, and you can try to make things as realistic as possible, but I don't think you can ever truly simulate game speed. And you know, I think the preseason games are still a touch slower than what they are in the regular season, but you know, they're still amped up from practice. And I think, you know, especially as young as we are on the perimeter, you know, as many reps as we can get during game speed type atmosphere, I think it really helps us. So yeah, I think there's a lot to be gained from the preseason.
Sam, was this waiting till the second preseason game, at least when you came back from the summer break, was that part of the plan? Or
yeah, you know, I've kind of known all along, or at least since I've been back and talking to Coach and talking to Reggie, that the plan was going to be to not play in the first one and play in the second one. So, you know, when that happened last week, I wasn't surprised at all.
And Coach had mentioned at the start of camp that if need be, they were going to hold you back unless we miss something. That hasn't happened. I mean, in terms of what you've done on the field.
No. You know, I've taken every rep, you know, haven't had to sit out, haven't had to miss anything. You know, my knee feels great. It's responded really well. You know, I think, you know, we've been very fortunate. Coach Fisher does a great job with our schedule. You know, between the special teams practices and the days off, you know, we've had some time to rest and recover. But, you know, my knee feels really good right now. And I'm really, really happy to see that I haven't had to miss any time in camp.
Have you had any discomfort at all, maybe after a couple practices in a row? I mean,
You know, obviously, you know, during training camp, you know, all your body gets sore at some point. So, you know, just kind of your normal aches and pains at training camp, but nothing out of the ordinary.
We talked last year at this time about being in the second year in a system. What's it like being in the third year in a system?
Even better than the second year of the system. You know, no, it just feels better. I feel like being in my third year with Shoddy, you know, it really allows me to take ownership of this offense. You know, I know exactly what we're trying to do. You know, I know how I want the plays to be run, you know, how I see things. You know, I think Shoddy trusts me more now, you know, with saying things and speaking up. So, you know, I think it's just really allowed me to expand kind of my leadership role in the offense.
You mentioned the young receivers, Sam, and talk about the growth of some of them, especially Brian Quick, that you've seen.
Oh, man, it's night and day with Quickie. You know, he's always been, you know, tremendously talented, but I think, you know, we're starting to see him really put everything together. And I think he's had a great, great training camp. You know, even going back to OTAs and looking at some of the plays he's made, you know, I think he's really developed. You know, he's put the time in. He's worked really hard, you know, and it's glad to see, you know, from my standpoint, it's glad to see it's paying off for him.
Chris Givens is a guy you had some chemistry with his rookie year. You think he can get back to that level? I know he had a tough year last year. What's your confidence level in him?
Absolutely. You know, 2 years ago, Giv had a great year for us. You know, he's still that guy that can take the top off of defense and create explosive plays for us. So, you know, I look for Giv to have, you know, a bounce back year, if you will, this year. I think he's going to be a big part of what we're doing down the field in the vertical passing game, and I would expect him to make a lot of big plays for us.
Hey, Sam, how important is it for you to be out there and have guys trying to tackle you and get used to, you know, that your knee and how that's going to work for you?
you know, I think it's important, you know, just to be out there knowing that I can get hit, knowing that I'm probably going to take a few hits in the preseason. You know, I think it's probably bigger for everyone else to see that it's going to be okay. I'm going to get hit. It's part of the game. You know, it's no big deal. I've come back from an injury before. You know, but it'll be nice to take that first hit and get up knowing that everything's fine.
What have you seen out of Tavon this camp, Austin?
A lot of really good things. You know, I think Tavon this year, you can just see that he's playing so much faster than he was last year. You know, I think it's similar to the situation I was in last year. Being in the second year of the offense, I think he feels a lot more comfortable with what he's being asked to do. I don't think he's thinking as much, and I think you really see his speed come out in the way that he's playing right now.
And since Artis is cutting us off here, I'll make this a two-parter. Just do you have any idea how much you're going to play, A, and then B, what do you want personally to get out of this game Saturday?
You know, I have no idea how much I'm going to play Saturday. That's totally up to coach. You know, I just want to see an efficient operation out there. You know, no pre-snap penalties, getting us in and out of the right plays, you know, pushing the ball down the field, you know, and probably taking a few hits and, you know, getting up, knowing that I'll be okay.